It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you feel absolutely amazing. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. It's Wednesday. It's time to help get you over the hump. It doesn't matter if you're on the West Coast, the East Coast, here in the South with me, the North. You could be in the North, North, North. Hello to Canada. We got a lot to discuss. Matthew Stafford looking for a home. The Rams say we want that home to be here. Speaking of Los Angeles, Luka Doncic had a triple-double last night against his old team. Abdul Carter, he wants to be numero uno in the NFL draft. Aaron Rodgers, depending on, well, you may have to ask him. It looks like he wants to be out west. And then one of my favorite things is when the NFL Players Association comes out with these report cards. The New York Jets, their owner, their team, they got an F, the only team to get an F. Absolutely wonderful experience with the New York Jets. And then the Bengals, they hate player families, okay? They make the families wait out in the cold for the players. Absolutely great. Typical Bengals. Anyway, it's also Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Today will be no different. We're going to have a top six list of some of the worst owners in sports. Oh, yeah, this will be a fun one. Please believe there are more than six of them. But we got the worst of the worst here on this list. Paul George said he's going to stop podcasting because the Sixers are so trash. What took him so long? And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. You want to be a part of the show? Easy. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Thank you for listening on SiriusXM 375. Thank you for listening on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Find me everywhere online at JR Sport Brief. Ryan Hickey, how are you? You doing good?
I'm doing well. A little extra spring in my step now that it was 50 degrees and sunny today. It felt like a little spring Wednesday. So feeling good. Feeling. This is like what like most people around the country, I guess, feel is some decent weather.
I'm happy for you. It's been like 70 degrees here in Georgia for, I don't know.
Thanks.
Days now. So I'm happy you got 50 degrees. That's good. I like 50.
It's hoodie, 60 hoodie. On Saturday. Watch out.
What, for you?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Now it's going to drop down like 25 at night, so it's going to be very short-lived, but
you're going to go to the beach on Saturday then, huh?
Might have to. Get some rays. I'll come back a tan man, ready to go.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that one. Don't get sick at late hanging out late at night, okay?
Yeah, I got to be running inside ASAP.
Yeah, 60 to 25 is some, that's a desert drop right there. But I'm happy you got some pep in your step. I'm thrilled for you. Trying to get everybody over the hump. That's what we will do over the next 4 hours. When we sat here last night and we exited the show, one thing that I was really looking forward to was watching the Los Angeles Lakers take on the Dallas Mavericks. We know Luka Doncic last night had a chance to take on his old team, the team that got rid of him, the Dallas Mavericks. And we've all heard these stories by now about how Luka, I feel like it's a Young Jeezy song. Like Luka likes to drink. Luka likes to smoke. And these are the reports that we've gotten out that Luka Doncic, he likes the hookah, that Luka Doncic likes the beer. I mean, damn it. We've heard from a few years ago, Luka admitted that he could do better with his conditioning. But besides all of that crap that keeps coming out about how terrible a shape he was, ignoring the fact that he dragged the Mavericks to the finals last year, this man has a chance to win a championship with the Lakers. It may not be this year, but would anybody be surprised if eventually he hoists the Larry O'Brien? It feels like being a superstar on the Lakers, it's almost your birthright to go ahead and do so. And so last night, he took on the Dallas Mavericks in Los Angeles. We saw the promotions. He's giving away free parking courtesy of the Jordan brand outside. They had the fancy commercial about Luka Doncic is switching his license plates from Texas to California. And last night, Luka, he hit the mark kind of where we said he didn't have 31 points, but he did have a triple-double. 19 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists. He hit a big shot at one point during the game and decided to look towards the bench. And Nico Harrison, who traded him, was not hiding. This man wore the brightest blue suit that you will ever see in your life. He was standing around during warm-ups opposite from Luka on the other end of the court. He sat baseline a couple of rows up. And so after Luka and LeBron won this game, LeBron, I have to go, is this guy 40? LeBron had 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 assists. Flying all over the place. He looked like a wide receiver out there cutting to the basket. Good for him. He can tell Luka to handle the ball now. After all of this hubbub, after all the noise, after all the attention, Luka said, no, I ain't seen no Nico Harrison before the game. This is what he said when he was asked.
No, definitely not. That was different. I definitely didn't have like that. But yeah, I didn't see him at warm-ups.
All right, and if he did, what was he going to do? I'm sure he didn't want to see him. What is there to say? You changed my life. Look at what I was doing and you moved me. Yeah, it's his job. Nico Harrison could do whatever the hell it is that he wants. He did a terrible job at what he did. And by the way, Anthony Davis is an afterthought as a part of the trade, primarily because he's still hurt. At least the Los Angeles Lakers gave him a 2-minute video tribute during one of the breaks. Good for him. As he was sitting on the bench in Los Angeles, something that he was accustomed to doing. These Los Angeles Lakers, man, they were fun to watch. That was the game of the year last night. And thank God the Dallas Mavericks, even when it looked like they were going to start to get their ass whooped, Kyrie Irving was knocking down big shots. He had 35. Klay Thompson knocked down a series of threes. He finished with 22. And Max Christie, the guy who did play in returning to L.A., he finished with 10, but this night was all about Luka and J.J. Redick, the head coach of the Lakers. How about this? A head coach of the Lakers not really being criticized yet. J.J. Redick, he loved how Luka conducted himself.
I thought he handled it well. Not a great shooting night, but made a lot of plays and had some good defensive plays as well. I just thought, you know, he clearly was worked up to start the game. That's to be expected. But I thought he settled in. But, you know, I think some of the stuff with our offensive shooting woes was due to some organization problems and some spacing problems. And you know, that affected everybody, and that affected him as well.
It's spoken like a true shooter, J.J. Redick. Luka didn't have the best shooting night. He was 1 of 7 from downtown. He was 6 of 17 overall. He got a good amount of points from the free throw line. And you heard J.J. Redick say he liked how he composed himself. Luka Doncic said, playing that game last night, it was just a lot of up, a lot of down, a lot of up, a lot of down.
Like I say, you know, it's a weird game, different game. But I can't even explain what kind of emotions were. It was just a lot of emotions, you know, seeing the guys out there, seeing the guys I played. I went through a lot with the guys, so it was fun.
No, it was fun, uh-huh. They said it was a report after the game that he went and said hello to all of his former teammates, said hi to all the assistant coaches, had nothing to say to Jason Kidd. Ouch. Ouch. If you remember Jason Kidd during that press conference where they announced the trade, Jason Kidd sat there like he was being held hostage, like they made him sit there and agree that he knew nothing about the trade. Maybe Luka Doncic believes otherwise. Nico Harrison, as I said, he was sitting in the stands. Mark Cuban, the former majority owner of the Dallas Mavericks, he was sitting front row. And why the hell wouldn't he to sit down and watch Luka, who came out with a victory? I wonder if they're going to be sitting front row on April 9th when Luka Doncic shows up to the American Airlines Arena in Dallas and decides to light them up. Last night was the appetizer, a triple-double. Luka now has a triple-double against every team in the NBA, and that's an easy thing to do because you can't have a triple-double against a team that you played for. And so he put one up against the Dallas Mavericks last night. And someone who is real familiar with triple doubles and kind of crazy to say is has drifted into the background. It's LeBron James. Who would have ever thought that LeBron James would be on a basketball team and he would be a secondary figure? He had an amazing night. 27 points, 12 rebounds. LeBron James was going to work. He didn't look 40. He looked 20 last night. I'm watching LeBron go up and down the court, and I'm like, what sore foot? What sore ankle? LeBron James is a freak. LeBron James also knows a thing or two about going into arenas and being hated and being loved, having former teammates, a lot of them. Hickey, what do you think? LeBron James has played with what? You think 20%, 18% of the NBA? Isn't there some silly stat about that?
Was it? I mean, I may be overreaching. Was that like a third or near it?
LeBron James has played with a third of the NBA?
I mean, it's been around for what, almost 80 years? He's played, now this 20, is year 22?
LeBron, something like that? LeBron James has played with how many players?
If it's not a third, it may be a fourth. Like, it's 20%. It's up there.
Oh, my God.
It's a LeBron, crazy number.
He has played, I don't know how recent this is. He's played with 229 teammates, which is the ninth most in NBA history. What a shock. I don't know about that. Of the 4,900 players who played in the NBA, James has been a teammate or played against 1,744. Okay.
So that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot.
Yeah. He's faced or been teammates with.
He has a lot of experience, as we know. And so he can talk to Luka about what's taking place because he's been back to Cleveland. They had to hire security to make sure LeBron didn't get his ass whooped or nothing bad happened. And that's not in store for Luka Doncic. He didn't decide to leave. They traded him. And so for what last night was an appetizer, the Dallas Mavericks coming into town, LeBron James, he talked about how Luka handled the night. Listen to LeBron be philosophical.
When you move on or they move on from you, it was just... It's very emotional, obviously. It's very taxing, and you know, it's probably a lot of things that was going on in his head that probably didn't even involve the game itself, you know. So, and with that said, I thought he handled it tremendously.
Oh, I'm sure he wasn't just thinking about the game. I'm sure he was ticked off. I'm sure he was mad. I'm sure he was just ticked. I'm sure he wanted to take a ball and throw it at Nico Harris, and I'm sure he wanted to say some words that I can't say here on the airwaves. Well, he did say some words to that referee early. He got that technical foul real early after he got beat up at the basket, didn't get a foul. He had some colorful language that if you're a lip reader, you could tell exactly what he said to the ref. And so it's done. Like, we got to wait until April 9th until Luka Doncic is back in Dallas. But between now and June, to me, I want to see how far these Los Angeles Lakers can go. They're fun to watch now. You know, I'm not watching some guy out there jacking up shots and missing shots. I'm not looking at Anthony Davis wince every time he takes two steps. Looking at LeBron James and Luka Doncic go back and forth up and down the court, it's fun. That was a good watch. I will be rooting for the Los Angeles Lakers the rest of the way. Like, I don't care who wins the championship as long as we get some good games. But these Lakers, the storylines, you got two superstars, one who turns 26 in 2 days, one who's 40 years old and he looks rejuvenated. He looks like he's 20. Sign me up. I'm not going to make the Los Angeles Lakers the favorite to win a championship. I don't think they have enough depth. I don't think they have enough size. I don't think they play enough defense. Luka Doncic has been known to be a turnstile. They were attacking him defensively last year, the Celtics were, in the NBA Finals. Maybe LeBron James can put a little bit more effort now into defense given his age now that Luka is there. Or maybe LeBron is going to have to work harder. And Jackson Hayes, yeah, he can fly around and give you a lob or dunk or two. This guy's lighting the ass, okay? Anybody is moving him around, and he has no offensive game whatsoever. They have no backup center. they decided to add a tree in Alex Len. Have you seen a tree move? Yeah, they don't. They stay firmly planted into the ground. Alex Len cannot move. Now, I'm excited, although I didn't even mention Austin Reeves. God bless him. Last night he had 20 points, but we know he cannot defend a phone booth. The Lakers are going to be fun to watch. The Lakers are going to give hell to anybody who they take on in the postseason. But to win a championship, not this year, not with this roster. Can they beat the Nuggets? Joker's teammates kind of disappeared. He has to do all the work. Can they beat the Grizzlies? Yeah, I think they could. Can they beat the Thunder? Yeah, maybe if Chet Holmgren sprains an ankle again because he weighs, Hickey, what does that guy weigh, 5 pounds?
If that. String like, bean.
He's like 9 feet tall and 5 pounds. If that guy hits the deck, it is over. The Los Angeles Lakers can catch a break here or there. I don't think they're ultimately going to win anything, but they're going to be a fun team to watch. We saw what Luka did last year with Kyrie Irving and a bunch of tall guys taking the Mavs to the finals. They ran out of offense. Lakers are going to be fun. They can put up the points. I don't know if they can stop anybody. I am here for the ride. And Luka, knowing that he has to wait until April 9th to really get his revenge, he says, you know what? He was asked about closure. Was last night closure facing the Mavs for the first time? Was the book closed? Lucas said, nah, it's going to take me a minute.
The closure is going to take a while, I think. It's not ideal. Like I said, I'm glad this game is over. You know, it was a lot of emotions. But we go little by little, you know, and every day is better.
Yeah, every day is better. April 9th is too far away. Can't wait to see what the Lakers do in the postseason. I can't wait to see what Luka Doncic does down in Dallas. That might be a bludgeoning. That I'd go the over on 31 points. I will. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, we got a top six list. We'll talk about some of the worst owners, the top six worst owners in sports. I'm going to share with you some of the results from the NFL Players Association Player Survey. They think the New York Jets, the Bengals, they think that the Steelers are some of the worst organizations in the NFL. Anthony Richardson, he might be one of the worst quarterbacks. The Colts, it looks like they're ready to show him the door, or at least the bench. But you know what? Being shown the door, let's stay in Los Angeles. Because when we come back on the other side of the break, we have heard from head coach of the Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay. And he has some words about Matthew Stafford. Do they want him? Do they want to trade him? Why are they letting him talk to teams like the New York Giants? And what's the deal with Cooper Kupp? We got a lot to get into. We'll talk about another L.A. team on the other side of the break. It's good to be back here. We're getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Just got some news that came down the pipe not too long ago. The NFL is embracing technology. Major League Baseball, they said, listen, we're going to use this automatic ball strikes. You'll have an opportunity to challenge a ball or a strike. Well, the NFL has finally advanced. The NFL will be utilizing the same technology, Hawkeye technology. The NFL will use cameras and tech to analyze and establish and measure first downs. We have stepped into a new world. We're going to talk more about this at the top of the hour. I've been yelling about this. People have been yelling about this for years. We got all this technology. And then we would run out a bunch of old guys in underwear with sticks and chains to measure a first down. All the technology in the world. The NFL has all the money in the world. And in 2025, they are finally embracing technology. The chain gain will still be there as a backup, so they'll still have jobs. Good for them, making, the same amount of money for working less, living the American dream. We'll get more into this at the top of the hour. Right before we went to break, we talked about Luka Doncic taking on his former team last night, the Dallas Mavericks, scoring and netting himself a triple-double. The real matchup is April 9th when Luka goes back to Dallas. But to stick to Los Angeles right now, you know, we've known for several weeks now that Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams, they're trying to figure out their future. We know about the acquisition of Matthew Stafford. It ultimately resulted in a Super Bowl victory for the Los Angeles Rams. And they mortgaged a big portion of their future to go ahead and get that done, bringing in guys like Jalen Ramsey, and we saw Aaron Donald. Well, he was drafted there. But they ain't wasting no time in shooting their shot, and it ultimately ended up with a championship. Well, now Matthew Stafford is 37 years old. The team has gotten progressively younger after winning that championship. They were competitive last year. I mean, they were, I'm not going to say they were close, but they were trying to get back into that game to beat the Eagles. They ultimately lost. They went 10-7. Why in the hell would you want to get rid of Matthew Stafford, who, by the way, has also been pretty durable? Well, it comes down to money. Matthew Stafford sees what some of these other quarterbacks are getting. The Trevor Lawrences of the world. The Tua Tagovailoas, guys who are making $50 and $55 million a year, who, given his resume, they haven't been able to carry his bags. Matthew Stafford wants that 5-0. He wants that money a little higher than his average of 40. Understandably so. You have to factor in age, but maybe Matthew Stafford can do this for three more years, and he wants his $50 million. I don't know if he's going to get it. And so his head coach, Sean McVay, who wanted to get Jared Goff the hell up on out of Los Angeles, ultimately got the guy that he wanted, and Matthew Stafford won a championship. He appreciates him. Of course he does. He won him a Super Bowl. Sean McVay said via the Fitz and Wit podcast, that is Andrew Whitworth and Ryan Fitzpatrick. I guess they can't get enough of each other on Amazon. Sean McVay said, yeah, we want to keep him, but like a lot of people's relationships, he says it's complicated.
There's no dispute, and let's not get it twisted in regards to anybody wanting him to be our quarterback. Now, there's layers to it. And as you try to put together the puzzle for your football team, you have to be able to say, hey, how do we continuously build? How do we support him? How do we make sure that he's getting, you know, what is his worth relative to those things?
Yeah, well, what else is he going to say? He's not going to say we want to get the guy to help on out of here. Of course he wants to keep him, but of course they want to keep him at their own price. There was a report today that Matthew Stafford was having a meeting with the New York Giants. There's an additional report that they were saying Matthew Stafford was meeting with the Raiders. Did he walk by him like a thief in the night, or was he like hanging out in Tom Brady's house?
There's a report out there that they were hanging out together at Tom Brady's house in Montana, and that Brady had the full court press on to try to get him to come to Las Vegas.
Wow. Okay. It's still got to figure out a trade compensation if that were going to be the case.
I guess Rams, also that's not tampering, right? I guess not.
I guess if you got permission, no.
I guess you're right. That's fair.
I've granted you permission to do whatever. He could sit down and have dinner with Tom Brady. What do you have, three leaves and a carrot? Is that what Tom Brady eat, or is that unhealthy for you?
I mean, I hope he's let his hair down a little bit now that he's retired, right? I mean,
okay.
Right. He's got four leaves.
And Tom Brady brought pizza to the house. Okay. A cheat day for him out of all days of the year. Look, I think Matthew Stafford is going to end up staying with the Rams. I think it's just a matter of the price. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Julian is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Julian?
Yo, what's up?
What's going on with you? What's on your mind?
I think Matt Stafford's going to go to the Steelers because they don't have such a good pick, and I think they're going to do like a QB swap.
They're going to do a QB swap of who? Russell Wilson? I mean, yeah. Russell Wilson's a free agent, and so is Justin Fields.
Actually?
Yeah, that's you can't.
Maybe throw a fourth round. I don't know, something like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Julian. I don't know. Somebody told him to do his homework in the background, I guess. Look, there ain't going to be no swap. And as much as I believe Matthew Stafford would be an upgrade for the Pittsburgh Steelers at quarterback, as much as it makes sense to be a fit, am I thinking the Steelers are going to pay a guy $50 million to be QB? No. Hell no. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers would be more prone. I think they'd be more apt to bring in or bring back Russell Wilson. He'd be cheaper. He don't got no Super Bowl ring on his resume. And then Justin Fields would be cheaper than that and younger. Look, the Steelers are not known for making big splashes. They're known for drafting guys. I'd be shocked if they said, oh, let's trade for Stafford. Yeah, let's give up picks and let's pay him $50 million that he wants. I don't think so. Sean McVay continued on. And, you know, speaking of talking to Tom Brady or anybody, Sean McVay explained why they allowed him to go and talk to other teams. Listen to this.
This isn't that we're trying to be able to figure out, you know, what is the next right move, but let's at least have all the parameters relative to you and Jimmy Sexton being able to talk to teams that have called on you. Don't want to have to do anything in secret. Want to make sure that we're all abreast of the situation, even though the first goal in mind is to have you come back here as the quarterback.
Damn. Why do he gotta talk like a coach even when he's not coaching? Like, talk like a normal-ass person. All these coaches sound the same. It doesn't matter if it's October or February. You sound like you're having a conversation. You don't talk like that at home with your family, do you? I hope not. Barking orders. Like, man, relax. Take some, I'm not going to be an advocate for drug use, but it takes something to relax, Sean McVay. Just lower it. Just a little bit. And this is all reasonable. We see this all across the league right now. There's word right now that the Packers are looking at Jair Alexander and telling him, hey, man, you can take a boot, too, or you can take a hike. Everybody is. This is one of these situations where you're in a relationship and you start going, hey, I'm not happy here. Well, I'm not happy here either. OK, well, we want to be together, but we're not happy. Well, go figure out what else is out there. And if nothing is out there, come on back. This is basically what this is, except for it's football and people hit each other. OK, that's the difference. Now, for as much as the Los Angeles Rams want Matthew Stafford to return, I think they're much clearer on Cooper Kupp. They don't want him. It's time to move on from this 31-year-old wide receiver. Help them win a Super Bowl. Damn it, he was a Super Bowl MVP. Didn't just help him win. He was the Super Bowl MVP. His rookie year coincided with the first year that Sean McVay was head coach for the Los Angeles Rams. They're connected. They have a shared history together. But they don't want him. He's always hurt. He's old. He costs money. He's due $20 million next year. And the Rams, they're trying to save money. He's better off playing for a veteran team that needs a wide receiver. I don't know. Maybe like the Steelers. That would make some sense. Sean McVay explained why he's getting rid of this guy, even though he loves him. Love must hurt.
When you do look at putting together the puzzle, sometimes decisions that you try to be able to make for the collective don't necessarily fit with people that are so special. And no matter what he does, he's an all-time Ram from this point on, whether he played another snap or not for the Rams, or wherever he goes on to have success for however many years he wants to continue to do it. But, you know, you try to say it's business, it's personal. It's all the, you know, it all is intermixed. I don't think you can separate. I think you acknowledge that tough decisions have to be made.
Damn. Hickey, how much coffee did he have before they sat down and did this podcast?
Three cups?
He sounds caffeinated. Like, who sounds like that, I don't know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Like, calm down a little bit, Sean McVay. Just a little bit.
It's got that natural energy. It just never turns off.
Oh, my God. Ugh. He needs a downer, Hickey. Let me just put it that way, okay? He needs a downer.
You don't find it infectious? You don't, you know, find some energy just from hearing him talk?
Hickey, no, I don't. No. He sounds the same damn way he sounds before a game and during a game when he's being interviewed, after a game when he's being interviewed, except for this is like a Wednesday afternoon. Why, you got to sound like that all the time in the offseason? We're just talking about football. He's on a podcast, Hickey. I don't know. Maybe Paul George should give him some advice. I don't know. This is crazy. Maybe
what
I don't
would that advice be? Don't podcast?
From Paul George?
Yeah.
When is Aaron Rodgers going to start one? He pops up on McAfee. Could you imagine? When he retires, is he going to have a podcast? Or is he going to disappear?
No, I think he craves the attention. He'll start something. Probably a podcast.
Oh, my God.
About God knows what.
It'll be something about mindfulness with Aaron Rodgers. That's what it'll be.
Yeah. Uncomfortable conversations with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. He'll end up on, he'll be on the internet. Let's just put it that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you got a thought on where Matthew Stafford should go, like Julian from Maryland, and knock yourself out, you can call me. I think he's going to be staying right in Los Angeles. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, to the shock of no one, he was caught outside by TMZ. He was leaving the gym. He wasn't doing anything illegal. Aaron Rodgers has some thoughts on where he needs to go. He's been around a long time. He has some thoughts. And then a guy who hasn't even played a snap in the NFL yet, Abdul Carter, has some thoughts on where he needs to go as well. I mean, I don't even think he counts as a rookie. He's just a prospect right now. We'll talk about the two of them when we come back. We'll get into the NFL report card grades. I told you the NFL will be embracing technology. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we talked about Matthew Stafford. We heard from his head coach, Sean McVay. They want to keep him, but they're letting him explore his other options. They basically want him to realize, man, you ain't worth as much as you think you are. They're hoping that he comes back crawling on his hands and knees going, okay, I'll take whatever deal that you offer me. Otherwise, if somebody comes through with a better offer, they trade him. I don't know what better option the Los Angeles Rams can end up with outside of Matthew Stafford, but we are all about to find out sooner than later. And this has been rumored and bandied about. We heard, a couple of weeks ago, New York Jets are going to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. We heard it from the horse's mouth this week. Aaron Glenn confirming and talking to the media yesterday that Aaron Rodgers is going to be gone from the New York Jets. And so what do you do with Aaron Rodgers? What do you do with a 40, soon to be 41-year-old QB? What do you do with someone who has four MVP awards, someone who has won one Super Bowl, but ultimately is a gigantic pain in the ass? The guy's never met a microphone. He hasn't met a conspiracy. He hasn't met a thought. He hasn't met a damn thing that he's not afraid to stand in front of. He can be a massive distraction. The New York Jets tried to hit a grand slam with Aaron Rodgers. They swung and missed on three pitches. Aaron Rodgers is now looking elsewhere. Well, you know who caught him? No, not Pat McAfee, not this time. TMZ caught Aaron Rodgers. He was leaving the gym. I guess TMZ knows everything about everything. They caught Aaron Rodgers outside the gym. And Aaron Rodgers had a simple message when asked what he was looking for and where he wants to look for a new team. Listen to this.
What is something you take into consideration? Like, what factors?
They want you.
They want you. What else? Anything else? Like,
they got a good team.
Hickey, is that kind of broad? Nothing more specific than that, right? The team has to want him, and they have to be a good team.
Right. Two things that I think we could have assumed. Aaron Rodgers was looking for. He needed to exactly hear it from his mouth, so not exactly enlightening. But, hey, it's confirmed on the record now. Aaron Rodgers wants someone who wants him.
How about that? isn't that what we all want? It's an amazing song by Teddy Pendergrass. It's so good. Loving somebody when somebody loves you back. I don't know who loves Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the New York Jets said they don't want him. I mean, it's slim picking. Let's actually go through the process of elimination. It's not going to take a long time. Buffalo doesn't want him. Miami doesn't want him. The Jets don't want him. New England doesn't want him. Baltimore doesn't want him. Cincinnati doesn't want him. Cleveland probably doesn't want him. They got a draft pick, and he doesn't want to be on a bum-ass team. Does Pittsburgh want him? It's a possibility. Houston doesn't want him. The Indianapolis Colts, they're losers. They don't want him. Jacksonville doesn't want him. Tennessee, loser-ass team. They haven't been good. That's why they're sitting at the top of the draft. They're not going to add that guy. Kansas City doesn't need him. Los Angeles, the Chargers don't need him. Denver doesn't need him. We know he's not going to Las Vegas to work for Tom Brady. I can't see that happening. Hell no. Philadelphia doesn't need him. Washington doesn't need him. Dallas, New York doesn't need him. Why the hell would he go to the Giants? Another losing New York team. Detroit doesn't need him. Minnesota doesn't need him. Green Bay doesn't need him. Could he go to Minnesota? Could he hold down the fort until J.J. McCarthy is ready? I don't know about that. Chicago doesn't need him. Tampa Bay doesn't need him. Here in Atlanta, we do not need him. Carolina is a loser. New Orleans is a loser. They said they're sticking with Derek Carr. The Rams, wouldn't be too difficult for Aaron Rodgers to just stay in Los Angeles, right? He spends his off seasons out on the West Coast. Why can't he just go a little further south, play for the Rams if they don't bring back Matthew Stafford? Seattle has no need for him. Seattle's just running in place. Arizona doesn't need him. San Francisco's trying to work out a deal with Brock Purdy. This sounds crazy. Realistically, if you want to talk about winning and actually being wanted or fitting in, for Aaron Rodgers, there's really only Los Angeles, as in the Rams, Pittsburgh, as the Steelers, and Minnesota, if, you know, Sam Darnold goes elsewhere. And that'd be one hell of a story, because Green Bay Packer fans have seen that story before. They watched it come to life with Brett Favre. Hickey, am I missing a team? Is there any place else realistically that you see this guy fitting? I don't see nowhere else.
No, I'd make the team zero. I know there's a few maybes in there. I would put it at, like, who wants him?
Career done?
Career should be over. He's 42. Nah. He stinks. He wants control. He's a headache. The juice is no longer worth the squeeze, whether you're a team trying to make the playoffs, win a Super Bowl, have a young quarterback trying to just be a bridge to finding the guy. There's zero of 32 teams, I think, that match up with Aaron Rodgers.
He will get a chance, Hickey. He's going to get a chance. Somebody is going to give him a chance. Somebody's going to give him an opportunity. But he's not going to be their first pick. He's not going to be their first choice. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is done. I don't think he wants to go out that way, Hickey. And if he does, he's just going to have to suck it up and take a lot of drugs in the mountains somewhere, okay? Simple as that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. John is here from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on the best show on earth. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers and Stafford. Either one of those two, or I think they're going to be on the Raiders. Because I know Aaron Rodgers is golf buddies with Brady. And if they can't get Stafford, I think Rodgers is going to be a Raider.
Oh, man. And, golf buddies? When did they golf together? On that TNT thing? Is that what?
Remember? From what I've heard, they golf all the time together. Oh, yeah, they played Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and beat them.
That was for television. Could you realistically, knowing and having heard everything that you ever had about Aaron Rodgers, could you see him? It's one thing to play golf with a guy, and now you're peers. But could you see Aaron Rodgers working for Tom Brady? And if you're Tom Brady, do you want to hire this headstrong guy?
Well, I don't think he's going to be that way. I think he's going to finish his career out. He wants to be on the West Coast.
Okay.
He wants to be out there. You know, I don't know. I don't know how good friends they are and stuff, but whatever. I mean, either one of them are going to be on the Raiders this year. Stafford, probably, you know.
Thank you, John.
I think they got Rodgers as a backup.
Okay.
And Cooper Kupp.
Oh, well, John, you're not, John, Hickey, the more he started to talk, the more I started to go, I want myself a beer, too. I'm like, I want one, too. Did John say Aaron Rodgers' backup? Did I hear that correctly? Did he say that?
He did. oxymoron, isn't it?
Aaron Rodgers backup? Come on. Come on, John. Aaron Rodgers backup what? Backup his truck at home? What? Not backup quarterback. What is Aaron Rodgers backing up? Aaron Rodgers would disappear off the face of the earth. He'd find a spaceship that would take him to Mars or Venus or Neptune. He would leave before he backs up anybody. I need me a beer. And thank you, John. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, listen, everybody could use a little bit of clarity. Having a beer or two doesn't help. Most times it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't help. Anyway, when we come back, it looks like the NFL has some clarity. The NFL will be utilizing technology to measure first downs. Say goodbye to the chain gang. Sort of. I'll explain on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't drink and drive.